Welcome back to Positive Rate. In this episode, First Officer Tammy McBride continues her conversation with Captain Larry Rooney, President of the Coalition of Airline Pilots Associations, and Marianne DeMarco, Executive Director of CAP.
So the Allied Pilots Association is our union. CAPA is our trade association. How does having this trade association and having our union be a part of it help to amplify our voice in Washington?
Well, we're double the size, for one. I mean, the ability for us to show that we have kind of the critical mass to participate. CAPA really holds a labor seat on most of the government processes that look at issues that are germane to our pilot group. So whether that's through aviation rulemaking, I think we touched upon before, but there were also some very high-level appointments that CAPA holds seats on. And these appointments are granted at the DOT secretary level. So many of the, or security, same thing, it would come at, you know, Homeland Security level. So, you know, for instance, we currently serve on the Aviation Rulemaking Advisory Committee, which is one of the highest clearinghouse committees that looks at a lot of the work that gets done at the Aviation Rulemaking Committee level. So we've become the oversight for aviation rulemaking. That is a very coveted position, and we do hold a seat on that particular body.
So in that body, with the aviation rulemaking, it requires a lot of subject matter expertise. How does CAPA offer those subject matter experts, or do they participate in supplying those?
We do. So each of our member associations supplies, you know, membership volunteerism to participate at that level. What we look at is we look to see where the talent lies within our member associations and select what we feel is the best candidate in order to be able to serve in those roles. One of the hot topics that are out right now, and if you've seen, the NTSB held a safety roundtable on this. There was, you know, a lot of discussion with regard to the FAA, but it deals with pilot mental health. And there is currently an Aviation Rulemaking Advisory Committee that's looking at pilot mental health. And our representative in that Aviation Rulemaking Committee is from the APA. So we're very pleased to have, we're very proud to have somebody with the experience that APA has. Certainly with the history that we have with Project Wingman, the pilot peer support program is something that we really have excelled in over the years. It's very well recognized in the industry, and having somebody serving in that role, you know, coming from that background, we felt was going to be a big enhancement to the work that's being done on aviation rulemaking. So, I mean, that just gives you a little flavor of kind of how we kind of picked our team, you know, as far as who we put on. But we look to see if they bring the expertise to the table that benefits all of us.
So, Larry, it's clear we have a seat at the table. The Allied Pilots Association as part of CAPA, and that CAPA has a seat at many different tables, higher level tables we wouldn't otherwise have access to as just the Allied Pilots Association. Can you talk to us about how those seats are handed out? Who decides a seat at the table is going to be given to CAPA?
Well, we work very hard to ensure that for the membership of our trade association, we call them the membership, and we look for the best resources that we have in order to put them on various working committees, aviation rulemaking committees, advisory boards. There's a whole plethora of things that we serve on. But once we identify somebody who we think is going to be the best fit for that, then it really becomes a matter of process. And the process is one that is as critical as identifying the resource. And our resident expert with regard to process is Marianne DeMarco. And Marianne is very, very good at putting the right person.
Thank you. So when we identify that the NARC is being promulgated and set up, then we internally look, like Larry said, look into their member association to identify the right subject matter expert. And we put together the professional package from the individual, and then we submit it to the agency for appointment to that rulemaking committee.
And that's great. It sounds like we not only have seats at these tables, but we have subject matter experts from APA and also other people in our collective group over at CAPA that are serving out all the interests of our membership. It's nice to hear.
And we have the ability to draw from, you know, other experts that we might not necessarily have in our wheelhouse at APA. So we get the benefit of expertise that might be, you know, more, they might have a deeper understanding of issues that we might not have, but we benefit from that because we get that expertise and we can harness that expertise. Lithium batteries is one of the issues that's really a concern to the industry right now. The reality is we have a lithium battery fire on the airport twice a week. In fact, we actually serve on a lithium battery advisory committee, serving with a co-chairmanship position on that. The UPS pilots, my first vice president, Captain Bob Brown, is probably the most well-versed expert with regard to lithium batteries and is working diligently to ensure the safety for not only the cargo industry, but also the passenger industry.
So along the lines of the advisory committees, Marianne, you serve on the Women in Aviation Advisory Committee?
Yes. Thank you, Tammy. Back in 2020, myself along with other 29 other aviation experts were appointed by the DOT Secretary to serve on the Women in Aviation Advisory Board. And we came up with 55 recommendations after 2 years, and they were broken out to culture, recruitment, retention, advancement, and data segments. And it was those recommendations were also categorized to Congress, industry, DOT, and FAA for action items, a call to action. We were very proud of, and it was an honor to serve on this advisory board. We submitted our report to Congress and the FAA and DOT back in March of 2022. And we're still working on action items. For example, there are only 4% women pilots in the industry. Back in 2005, it was 3.6. We still have a lot of work to do. And also the funding mechanism to support in women coming into aviation, that's critical in the next generation of aviation professionals to support them. As we know that aviation is an expensive endeavor, and we need to make sure that we've got the right people in place.
Well, thanks. I mean, for all female pilots, thanks for all you do on that committee.
Yeah.
And certainly for all pilots, having more funding is always helpful. So as a trade association, if you had to point to one thing that you're just really proud of that you've done over the last few years, what would that one thing be?
Well, you know, I think looking back on how coming out of COVID, I mean, I think that was something that affected everybody, you know, I mean, from any job faction, but certainly aviation. I mean, we were shut down for all intents and purposes for a long period of time. Working very collaboratively with our government affairs team, specifically the Allied Pilots Association Government Affairs Committee, we worked diligently. I mean, we were holding meetings daily and weekly via Zoom with legislators in order to secure the necessary funding to ensure the survivability of the passenger airline industry. I think that we were very proud of that work. I mean, if anyone, you know, would tell me today that we were successful in getting not one, not two, but three levels of financial support from Congress, I would have told them they were crazy. And in fact, the last round of support, absent the diligent work that was done through the Trade Association, through CAPA, and the Allied Pilots Association's Government Affairs team, I don't think we would have seen that last round of money. Everyone told us that it was an impossibility. But working very closely with, sadly, our former Government Affairs Chairman, Jonathan Benton, the current chair, Harvey Meeks, working that angle with our legislators and our lobbyists, we were successful to bring that home. I think for American Airlines, it was almost $3 billion. So if we think back on that, absent $70 billion, you know, input financially to the industry, I think that the profession would look very different today than it would have absent those monies.
I think we all owe a lot of gratitude to Marianne, you, Harvey, Jonathan. You know, we're all grateful to have our careers intact after coming through the other side of COVID.
And I'd like to thank certainly the support that we get from not just from our union presidents that make up our board, but I also know that their boards and all of our member associations, you know, the support that they provide, you know, to this organization is critically important, I think. So even though I know that they're many times behind the scenes, the work that they do to support the trade association is critically important. So a shout out and a thanks certainly to the board over at the Allied Pilots Association and the boards that support the work that they are that are their member associations.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. Union work and trade organizations, pilots helping pilots, individuals helping other individuals, and us all protecting each other at the end of the day so we could have nice lives with our families and enjoy the careers we built.
Right.
Thank you guys for all you do and coming out today and talking about pilots.
And at the end of the day, I mean, I think what we think is that, you know, this is all about the membership. I mean, we're here because of the membership. So we take that role very seriously. And at the end of the day, we were there to work for the membership. So thanks for instilling the trust in us to do the job on their behalf. So thanks for having us today.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Marianne. And thank you, Kappa, for being our trade organization and filling us in on what you do for the Allied Pilots Association.
Thank you for listening to Positive Rate. Be sure to subscribe so you can stay informed.